We begin this news hour in Afghanistan, where the Taliban says that it's rounded up dozens of fighters linked to ISIL. The detentions are part of a major security operation launched by the new Taliban government in the eastern city of Jalalabad. The campaign comes after a series of attacks claimed by ISIL in Afghanistan. Well, the chief spokesman for the Taliban says that this is an extension of a security operation against ISIL in the capital.
When we took over the country last month, some ISIL and Afghanistan operatives moved to Kabul and Jalalabad. We've launched an operation in Kabul and arrested many. Another operation is underway in Jalalabad. We're hunting down those who were sowing chaos and those who were behind the recent attacks. We've caught dozens so far.
Let's go straight to Hashim Al-Abara then, who's in Kabul for us. Hashim, what more do we know about this operation and its aims?
Well, Adrian, this is an operation that aims to contain the rise of those attacks that have been carried out over the last few days. We're talking basically about dozens of attacks, particularly in Jalalabad, which has become the focal point of the Islamic State of Khorasan, a major ISIL affiliate, which is operating here in Afghanistan. They have claimed responsibility for most of the attacks, and they have vowed to continue the fight against the Taliban. They consider the Taliban to be enemies of Islam, and they say that they will hold ground and that they will continue to spread their ideology across the country. It's quite interesting what is happening here now in Afghanistan, Adrian. As the night falls, the Taliban fighter sets up major checkpoints across the city of Kabul. Why Kabul? Because pretty much concerned about ISK cells operating in the here, and they would like to get hold of everyone before there's any major blast or suicide bombing attack. I spoke earlier today with the Taliban spokesperson, Dhabihullah Mujahid, and he said that over the last few days, the Taliban arrested ISIL operatives here in Kabul, and that they have managed to arrest more than 33 ISIL operatives in Jalalabad. I asked him about whether we're going to see any major military operation. He said that basically what is happening now is that they are relying on their intelligence institution, which has just been established in the country, and that they are aiming to get hold of most of the networks operating in Jalalabad. But he was adamant this is beginning of a new chapter and that the Taliban are determined to clamp down and eradicate ISIL. It is quite a delicate moment for the Taliban. Why? Because the Taliban, when they took over Afghanistan last month, they said that one of their major assets is restoring stability and security in the country. If you see major attacks in the capital, Kabul, that is going to be a major event for the reputation of the Taliban.
What sort of a threat does does ISIL in Afghanistan pose to the Taliban? How strong a fighting force are they?
We don't have any exact estimates about the numbers of the ISIL fighters operating in Afghanistan. Some say that there are more than 1,000 fighters. Earlier today, Dhabihullah Mujahid told me that he is talking about, he thinks there are about 100 fighters based in Jalalabad, and that some of their own die-hard fighters managed to escape major prisons here in Kabul, also in the southern part of the country, following the Taliban takeover. They're concerned because these are highly trained people who have been saying since 2015, when the ISK was established in Afghanistan, that they would like to implement their own version of Sharia law in Afghanistan, saying that they are pledging allegiance to the ISIL based in Syria and Iraq. Will the Taliban be able to defeat them? This is going to be the biggest challenge, because when they signed the deal with the Americans in Doha in 2020, one of the prerequisites for that deal was to prevent ISIL from using Afghanistan as a launching pad for any attacks targeting the U.S. or Europe. Now, the Taliban seem to be confident that with the upcoming days, they will be able to deploy many fighters, soldiers, their Badri unit, which is the elite force of the Taliban, along with the intelligence apparatus to be able to get hold of ISIL operatives. You have also Al-Qaeda affiliate here in Afghanistan. Jalil Dhabihullah Mujahid said once again to me that he is confident most of the foreign fighters affiliated with Al-Qaeda fled Afghanistan. Those who are remaining, Afghan people who embrace the ideology of Al-Qaeda and ISIL. It's quite interesting, Adrian, that a few years ago, for the Americans, the Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIL were just different side of the same thing, which is basically the need to clamp down on radical ideology. Today, the Taliban finds itself on a collision course with ISIL and with Al-Qaeda. If it manages to control them, contain them, or defeat them, that could be quite important for it. It could pave the way for the international recognition of the Taliban and for the Biden administration to unfreeze the Afghan assets, which still are frozen by the American administration.
Al Jazeera's Hashim Al-Bara reporting live there from Kabul.